The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good morning. Again, 8 a.m. Central Time for those of you tuning in here to the Power Hour. It is a Thursday. And, of course, I had a discussion with you at the beginning of last hour about how businesses work. And I think that, you know, we need a little insight on top of this, which is why we have Power Hour Jay with us on the show. And of course, my show notes indicate there's a new segment title. And I'm just like, I don't know if I want to even say that. People might take it the wrong way. Power Hour Jay, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Tell me you're not in the Raw.
I'm going to be in the Raw.
No, my. I'm telling you, Jay in the Raw. And I'm like, no, please. I did not just get a visual of this. I really, when I read the headlines, I'm just like, okay, what is going on here? Now, see, the thing is, until we can actually say something or do something to get your attention, it's like people, I don't know. It's like we've had conversations about tune out factor. And we've had commentary about people that don't like listening to the break, and they take the break as an advantage to walk away and go get coffee and do whatever and just ignore the show. Or, you know, they don't actually listen to the commercials and they don't support the Power Hour or the Power Mall, but yet they want shortwave to stay on the air. I guess that's kind of what your subject matter is aiming at today.
That's the Raw of it, Jay.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah, we just need to make the listeners or find a way to help the listeners to understand. You know, we've had shortwave. This is what my 16th year, and we don't want to be without shortwave, but we're getting to the point where there are no options left. We've tried everything. We offer so much, Dave. You know what we do. We're not like Amazon. You can't call Amazon and listen to what the products do for us and how they help with our health situations. And you can't get customer service. You can't get any help with anything. We offer above and beyond what other companies do. We educate. We get our guests on the shows we think are the best of the best. We try and do everything imaginable to keep this going. We have people that call in and say, "Well, why don't you carry books?" Well, here's the downfall of carrying books. Again, I've done this for 16 years. In the past, when we carried books, we had people returning them because, they had a little dust on them. There was a little crease in the corner, so it didn't look like it was new. And on the other hand, purchasing books for us at cost, we don't make a very much of a profit from selling books. There's a very, very small margin of profit, and it doesn't work for us. We can't live off that. Carrying books is not an option. It wasn't in the past. Joyce Riley didn't really like it either, but we did it. We had the room. We had the warehouse to do that. We don't now. We're very small. We need a larger profit margin. That's why we settle with the supplements. And we feel we have the best of the best on the supplements. There isn't another radio show out there that can educate the way you do and have the guest on. And Dave, you do a wonderful job at promoting our products. You take the products. I take the products. We're healthy. We just try to educate the people. But just in case, you know, we do lose shortwave, you've got to understand there are other ways to listen. You know, call me anytime and I'll go down the list of other ways to listen. We have a few stations out there. I know KCXL, 1140 AM, 102.9 FM out of Liberty, Missouri. They air us on Monday and Tuesday, a replay from 11 to 12 Central. Wednesday and Friday, a replay from 11 to 1 Central. We have WBCR AM 1470 out of Maryville, Tennessee. Weekdays live from 8 to 10 a.m. Central. And they have a website, www.truthradio.tv. We also have WBGS Radio, 1610 a.m. out of St. Petersburg, Florida. Website is www.wbgs-radio.com. There's many ways to listen by your telephone. If you have unlimited minutes on your telephone, I'll give you a few numbers. If you guys are listening out there and have your paper and pencil, and we have Zeno FM by telephone. This is live. 631-359-8232. We have TalkStream Live, 717-528-3960. Those are just a few that I've read off for you. Call me anytime. If you find that you tune in on your shortwave, and believe me, guys, we don't want it to happen. But when you're not ordering, when you're not donating, there are certain things that, you know, Dave, you talked earlier about business decisions. This is a small business we are running. If people aren't ordering from us, we do get a few donations each month. I can count them on one hand. That helps. God bless you all. I know I talk to one individual every month, and he just makes me cry sometimes. And he always tells me, Jay, don't cry. It's okay. And the reason why it makes me want to cry is because he cares. He cares about keeping the radio show on the air. He cares about getting the wonderful news and things that we put out there for the audience to listen to. He cares as much as I care, as much as you care, Dave. He cares, and it's in his heart. And every month when I talk to him, I want to reach out and hug him. And I try myself. Every month, I try to at least spend $150 to $200 out of my paycheck and put it back into the Power Mall. I buy these products. I stay healthy. I love them. You know, some of the newer stuff, the Pine Power Plus, my goodness, is doing wonders in my husband and I's health. Just so many things out there that we talk about, and we have, you know, you can't call Amazon and get, you know, North American Urban Spice on the phone and say, this is what it's good for. This is going to help you with your blood pressure. This is going to help you with your heart. You can't do that. And so I have a question. Why are you going to Amazon? Why?
Because they pay. Amazon charges a monthly fee of $15 to $17 so that you can go on TV and watch Prime, and then you can get free shipping on all orders. And this is exactly how Amazon is running businesses into the ground, because it's very difficult to compete with it. And now Amazon is doing a Prime Day, July 11th and 12th. But here's the thing. I mean, we're boycotting Amazon, but here's the thing. Amazon charges a monthly fee to be a member in order to get free shipping, knowing that everybody's going to do it because it's a matter of convenience. But the problem is, all the mom and pop businesses that depend on rising postage costs, because as you know, and I told you, my postmaster informed me that every January and July, you can expect an increase in first class postage. And now we've got the potential tomorrow of a UPS strike. And so when you have this kind of stuff going on, you know, and Amazon's got its own delivery drivers, it's a big business run by Jeff Bezos. Now, we're not Jeff Bezos. We don't have that option. And see, the problem is, you know, we are going to offer free shipping on all orders on those 2 days with Amazon Prime, and you don't have to pay a subscription fee like you do with Amazon in order to get that ability, because I'll guarantee you, if you didn't buy that subscription of 15 or 17 bucks, whatever it is they're charging, and you don't put that on your credit card every month, which is a recurring charge, by the way. See, you don't even do that with us. We don't expect recurring charges, even though we have that as an option on Gibson Go. You can make a monthly donation that way. No, with Amazon Prime, you have to make a recurring charge. Once they got your credit card number, boom. It doesn't work that way. Otherwise, you're going to pay for shipping on everything if you're not a Prime member. So understand that this is how Amazon operates, because we've been there, done that. That being said.
And Dave, I'd like to step in and say, this reminds me of something that happened to me in the past. Before I came to the Power Hour radio show, I worked for Kroger Company. And here in the state of Missouri, they're called GURBS supermarkets. And I worked for a Kroger Company for 24 years. The last 12 years of my relationship and employment with Kroger Company was I started out from the bottom, and I went to an assistant manager. I did all their management programs. I worked my way up through the company. So my last 12 years was spent here in Versailles at a small supermarket called GURBS here in Versailles, Missouri. And I was the store manager. And after that 12th year, we had a Walmart Supercenter move in. We'd always had a Walmart, but we had a Supercenter move in. And talk about losing your small, you know, mom and pop shops. There were no more that existed. The, you know, the little jewelry store, the little knick-knack stores that just had gorgeous things that you couldn't get anywhere else, shut down. And Kroger, when a supercenter moves in near one of the stores, they give it 6 months to survive. Well, you know, the supermarket business, you only make 3 cents on the dollar. So 6 months went by. Guess what? Kroger shut us down. We lost revenue. We lost 50% of our revenue. Why? Because everyone went out to the supercenter. And I would tell them when I would see them, you know what? If you appreciate having this grocery store here in this little town, you better keep shopping with us. I warned and warned and warned. We did specials. We did, high-end items were being discounted. Anything we could do to get them in the front door. And sure enough, 6 months went by. I was told, you know, for me to continue with Kroger Company, because they were shutting the store, that I would have to go to Kansas. And I came home and asked my husband, and he was born in Kansas, and he was like, honey, I was born in Kansas. I didn't leave anything behind. No, we're not moving to Kansas. So I decided to retire, which actually is when I started with the Power Hour radio show. I met Dave Von Kleist, Joyce's husband, 16 years ago, shot there at the store all the time. And he knew we were closing because we had closeout sales. Everybody knew we were closing. And he was like, we need someone. Have you heard of the Power Hour radio show? I'm like, no. And he did a preview of, what's that movie? He did a preview. I can't think of it right now off the top of my head, but I went to see it. 9/11 in plain sight is what it was. And you talk about an awakening. I actually took two of my daughters. I took Catherine and Rebecca with me to the showing. And we were, the three of us were just looking at each other like, seriously? The government? What? You know? So that, anyway, so I started, Dave asked me if I'd come to work at the Power Hour. They needed a bookkeeper. And, but point being, back to Walmart, Amazon, I pray to God that we don't see this happening. If we lose shortwave, are you still going to support us for the Power Hour radio show? Or are you just going to abandon us and think, you know, the grass is greener over there on the other side? So, you know, folks, you know, we've been doing this. I've been doing this 16 years. Joyce did it for 20 plus years. We have a long ways to go. We have so much to give and to offer. And we just want you guys to accept it. There's a few notations I have down here about a few things that are changing. You know, now we don't carry the Grown by Nature products. We're not going to warehouse them. We are offering a drop ship. Grown by Nature is a wonderful company. We've had Jason Durkovich on the show with you, Dave, and we've done business with them 16 plus years. And so we're making that available. Anything you want from Grown by Nature is a separate order. They offer free shipping on all their orders. So it is separate from a Power Mall order because we do, unfortunately, have to charge shipping, except for Amazon Prime Days, like Dave said. It's free shipping on all orders. We have a partnership with Grown by Nature where also signing some papers and getting everything in line for Strauss as a company. We're not going to warehouse the products any longer. We've been out of a lot of products from Strauss for a period of time. Folks, if you make the comment to me, you'd get more sales if you had the inventory fully stocked. Listen, don't you think we would if we could? Think about it.
Bingo.
You are the smartest listeners out there. If you thought that by having the warehouse fully stocked is a problem, you are right. It is a problem. When we don't have enough money to go out and purchase and have a fulfillment of everything in stock, you're right. That would bring in sales.
But
unfortunately,
there's a little side note that I want to add to this whole conversation, Jay, and that is, one, you had people come back after GURBS closed. You were running to them in places, and, you know, I really hated to see GURBS closed, and you said, really?
Yeah, well...
Why didn't you continue to shop there then? Why did you run off to the Supercenter if you liked our store so much? Isn't that a little bit hypocritical?
Very much so. And even to this day, I get this. When I had a longstanding, I knew these people of this small town. I knew their, my kids were in school with their kids. We went, you know, to the same church. We did everything together as a community. I participated in purchasing from other companies and support systems and other businesses. And yeah, for them to come up to me, even to this day, and make the comment, gosh, I so wish GURBS was here. We loved shopping at that store. And I just look at them. Why in the world
did you go shopping
at a super center when you knew all around us other businesses were shutting down, closing, locking the doors, selling, moving out of town, and you're out there shopping at the super center because now you can get your groceries, you can get your hiking shoes, you can get your, you know, your clothes, your swimsuits. Well, good grief.
All your pride stuff. Yeah, you can get that there too.
There is always a way to share the wealth that I'm just saying, please, I don't want to see that scenario over again.
Well, here's the thing, Joyce, about Strauss. You know, anybody that understands, and I'm one of the old schools that have been in multi-level marketing before, and I made the mistake one day of letting a guy who is an Amway rep talk me into, oh yeah. Anybody that's done multi-level marketing knows that a majority of the time, most of these MLM companies want you to do what? In the business acumen, we call it front loading. You got to buy all this. I mean, I got a garage full of soap. That was the big complaint from a lot of people. And so, you know, when I liken this to Strauss Naturals, given the cost of the product, now anybody that buys Strauss, and God bless you, because I've got bottles of the stuff right here. I've got the hot heart drops in my hot little hand. I got the prostate drops in my hot little hand. And these are the spearmint flavor. I love these things. Take them every day. And the thing is so do you. But the fact of the matter is, because of the fact that Strauss is what they are, they have all the products we can't carry because they required front loading, just like Amway. We cannot afford to have an entire warehouse full of Strauss products. They would love it if we did. But the problem is, then on top of all the cost, I mean, we have to literally go out and float tens of thousands of dollars of products. And as a business sense, we can't do it. I mean, Power Hour Jay was a bookkeeper. She managed a store. I mean, if anybody knows anything about groceries and about supply chain issues and about stocking products, she does. So, you know, when she's sitting there talking about front loading, and I'm talking about front loading from the sense of, you know, getting into a business model, because that's what they touted Amway was a business model. And they would always hit you up with, can I share a new business model with you? And I'm like, if it's an MLM, no, I'm not interested, because you're going to require me to spend thousands of dollars front loading. And see, what ends up happening is now you're forced to have to sell everything. And here's another thing, because a lot of you call up and complain, and you do, because I know, I hear all the back channel communication. It's not that you don't have a right to, but the thing is if there's an expiration date on this stuff, okay, and I'm holding up a bottle of Strauss here for those of you who can't see it. If there was some sort of expiration date and you got that and you said, well, this is going to expire next month, well, you know, you'd say, well, why did I buy this? Well, if you want to buy Strauss products and you want them fresh, this is one of the reasons why we're taking orders via dropship. So when you want to order Strauss, you can order with this new program we're doing with Strauss. We're changing our partnership game. We can offer all of the items and the sizes, including the cinnamon heart drops. We're ironing out the details with Strauss so that we can offer every single one of them from the Power Mall, but it's going to be on a drop ship basis. But the thing is we're trying the Dickens to get the product, get it to you fresh off the assembly line, not something that is sitting there, you know, that's months, if not years old, because we know you don't like that. It's about as bad as you getting a book and you see a little tatter on the corner of the little dog ear somewhere that accidentally got happened during shipping and you send it back. And see, what I don't think, Jay, I don't think what these people realize, all the books that you buy from the Power Mall that I wrote were donated to the Power Mall to sell to help keep us in business, period.
Yes.
I paid for these books out of my own pocket and shipped them up there at my own expense to the Power Mall so that the Power Mall could sell these books and keep the cash flow going.
Yes.
So you have to understand, we're doing everything in our power, including me, not just Jay, including me, trying to help. I've even, you know, when I saw a product on the Power Hour that was expensive, like the TENS unit, like the Point, you know, we paid cash for that, because I can't sit there and expect the Power Hour to just give me stuff day and night. You know, we can't expect free stuff. We got, you know, everything has a price. Staying on the radio has a price. And as I said on the show before, you know, this conversation aside, I did not realize when I joined the program on October 18th, 2021, how much it costs to run a national talk show. I had no earthly idea.
It's phenomenal.
And now I found out.
Yes. We also, you know, another way of income for us, a small portion, but, you know, is going to our partners tab. I think I heard you earlier in the show talk about our partners. People call and we used to carry the bulk spices from Star West Botanicals. Well, we now have them as a partner on the website. I get the onion flakes. I get the taco seasoning. They come in bulk packages. They're not irradiated. They're non-GMO. I buy my spices in the bulk. I love Star West Botanicals. But, you know, and listeners, you're out there, well, I don't have a computer. Why are you telling me this? Because I'm letting you know. You can call me. I have help with Linda from 12 to 4. You can say, Linda, help me get these products from your partners tab. We will go on the partners tab. And we will walk through, use your credit card, and get your order coming to you. Now, that's I got a package in the mail yesterday. Dr. Becker's Berry Bites for my dog. I mean, they have, it's antioxidant treats for your dogs and your cats. I got it yesterday and gave it to my dog, gave her some pieces of it. It's got fruits and vegetables. It's got all kinds of wonderful things in it. That is one of our partners to keep your animals healthy. Call. I will set you up. I will go order for you. Call Linda. We will go on the partners tab. Anything you want on there and order for you. Another thing, we had people tell me, well, I don't have a computer to donate on GiftSendGo. Hello, here I am again. Call. I will take your donations over the phone. And if everyone that listens to Shortwave, if you don't want to buy products, and some people, I understand, you are perhaps on pharmaceuticals. We don't judge. But if you're listening to us on a regular basis and love the show, show us an appreciation and send a donation. You don't even have to call. You can send it to our address. If you have paper and pencil, P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri 65814. If everyone that listens on Shortwave would just send $5 or $10 a month, from everyone that's listening, we're here. We will accept your donations. We did the Joyce Riley coffee mug, and, you know, we're going to keep on doing that. But we've only sold 10. Wow. That isn't going to get us caught up on getting Shortwave paid off to where we can move forward. 10 is $1,000. That isn't going to cut it. But we love you guys. We love the donations. Please keep it up.
Okay, there we go. Okay, the J and the Raw for you right there. And, of course, we'll be back on the other side of the break. We're at it right now, and we'll be back with news, more of it. We got lots of it to discuss after the break. Please listen to the commercials and support us. Be back after the break. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health, as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients, such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time here on the Thursday edition of the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Power Hour, Jay, you still on the horn? I guess we're done. Okay. So we just had to make sure we covered all the bases here. We told you before the show, before we got into this particular segment you just heard, that the rival between Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg just heated up. According to what everybody has said, the Meta-backed microblogging platform called Threads, it's being billed as Instagram's text-based conversation app, according to a listing on Apple's App Store. Threads is going to be released today. And here's what's going to happen when you go on Threads. Much like other Facebook apps, they are going to collect a dizzying array of details about you. They are going to, with this Twitter clone, collect all your data and sell it. Just thought you'd know. This is what Musk is doing as well. And not only that, but for those of you concert goers out there, customer data is a gold mine in the live music industry, as promoters, venue operators, ticket marketplaces, and artists themselves seek to learn more about their audiences and their habits in order to A, better serve them, and B, to get them to spend more money. From the moment that fans check out online all the way to when they walk through security and buy a beer, they are collecting data on all your spending habits. Some venues use giveaway prompts at concerts to get concert goers to provide their phone number, while something as simple as an admission bracelet can track which parts of a festival get the most foot traffic. Did you know? Bet you didn't. Well, I spend cash when I go. Yeah, that's about the only way. But the thing is, if you're buying anything there and they give you something to wear, like an admission bracelet, and that's got tracking devices on there, wherever you go, they follow you. You talk about surveillance state? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Now you can understand why some of our audience that doesn't mess with the internet, that's the reason. They don't want to plug in their RickSatelliteUSA.com. They don't want to plug that into the internet because then the government will know exactly what they're listening to. I get it. So, you know, understand that if you're going to play on Amazon Prime and you're going to buy from Amazon, guess what they're doing? They're monitoring you. Everything you buy and all the ads and everything that you do when you're surfing the internet and places you go and ad pop-up ads on your phone that you see are all because of what you shopped on at Amazon.com. And they're selling your data. And this is why they're getting rich while you're going broke, paying their monthly fees just to be a member.
I'm a member. I'm a Prime member. I get to watch TV for free.
No, you don't. No, Prime carries a lot of buy movie type stuff. And once you bought it, it's in your system. But does that mean if you disconnect that utility that you're going to get to keep the movie? No. You get to watch it for free after you bought it as long as you keep Prime. But when you get rid of it, that movie's not there anymore that you paid good money for. See, that's how they are getting rich and you're getting broke.
I want to sit around and be a couch potato.
Yeah. Just want to let you know, this is the end result. It's like all these people that are getting passports. They want to go out of the country and go on vacation. Boy, these people must have a lot of money to blow. These will be the ones, like the ones that get foreclosed on, that go on vacation knowing the bank is trying to take their house, or they buy a big 70, 85-inch flat screen TV to put in their living room, you know, because they know they're being foreclosed on. This is this stupidity. This, I'm not saying stuff that didn't happen, folks. I am talking about what people did during the foreclosure crisis that started in 2008 and went through 2015. That 7-year span, people did crazy, crazy stuff. And I use the word stuff because I would say the other word, but you can't say that. It's one of the 7 words you can't say on television or radio. They did crazy stuff. They went out and spent money on just nutty things that they shouldn't have been doing. And, you know, all the money that they paid these foreclosure defense attorneys that treated them like monthly annuity checks, they could have paid their mortgage payments with it. But see, all these people out there that were looking to make a buck off the mortgage foreclosure business, and they are there. They still are. Wow. You know, this is why I was talking about doing a foreclosure defense research workshop, because if I do something like that, and it would be a very cheap date for you to spend an entire day with me from 9:30 to 5, learning about how to stay in your house for 2 years or more, just based on the research information I would share with you, whether you made a mortgage payment or not. How to stay in your house for more than 2 years without making a mortgage payment. That's called a strategic default, by the way, folks. That actually happened. People actually purposefully walked away from their mortgage. I know this from experience. That's why I wrote about it in the book Clouded Titles, which is available at the Power Mall. I wrote about it because people need to wake up and understand that the banks are not your friend. And how many of you, show of hands, actually took the time to read, when you opened up a checking account, all the bank rules on the back of the form before you signed it? How many took the time to actually read through that 8-point print? Yeah, you need a magnifying glass to read all that crap. Passengers and crew on the VSS Unity rocket plane are set to go for a 75-minute suborbital ride to the edge of space in a landmark flight. This is called Galactic 01. You know, it lasts about 75 minutes. It was completed 2 years after the company's first fully crewed test space flight of its VSS Unity rocket plane. Virgin Galactic Holding Inc. Gee, now ask yourself, based on what happened with the Titan sub, how much money did people pay to go on this test space flight? You think about this, because they are doing the same thing that the guy that owned the Titan sub did out there, doing predatory screening of clients, trying to get the rich to go fly on his little commercial service. So now they got a commercial space flight. So those of you who want to get your yayas out, getting on a flight for 75 minutes and going to the edge of space, you can say, I did that. Like, people care. And the first time there's an accident and you become part of space particles. Wow. Yeah. Okay. Welcome to space, astronauts. Yeah. Shrisha Bandla. Yeah. Virgin Galactic Holding Inc. And they've had development setbacks constantly. This is the same thing as the Titan sub. Yeah, you just go ahead and get on that little spaceship, because the first time that there's a problem, ground control to Major Tom, your circuit's dead. There's something wrong. Can you hear me, Major Tom? Yeah, that's what you're going to get. Hope you enjoyed the ozone. Google, by the way, has updated its privacy policy over this past weekend, explicitly saying the company reserves the right to scrape just about everything you post online to build its artificial intelligence tools. If Google can read your words, assume they belong to the company now and expect that they're nesting somewhere in the bowels of a chatbot. Yep. They're going to use any publicly available information to help train Google's AI models and build products and features like Google Translate, Bard, Cloud AI. That's what I'm talking about here. Representatives Warren Davidson of Ohio and Sarah Jacobs of California introduced a bipartisan amendment that would bar the feds from buying Americans' private information, which privacy advocates say is a run around the Fourth Amendment. Well, you see, here's the thing. The federal government can't do it without breaking the law and violating your constitutional rights, but yet they can allow corporations to do it and then buy the information from them. Yeah. This is an attachment to the National Defense Authorization Act, a must-pass spending bill. And of course, now the amendment has garnered an increasing amount of support because they don't want these federal agencies buying up Americans' private information, and they're doing it. Oh, yeah, you just go keep, oh, I have nothing to hide. Yeah, you keep up with that attitude and see what you get, because they're building a profile on every single American. It's all part of the future social credit program. And when you find yourself in the middle of it and you start protesting and all of a sudden you can't buy groceries for that week, then I can say, I told you so. Kevin in Ohio, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Dave. You're talking about this mortgage things. A while back, you recommended the movie 99 Homes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is that a raw movie? Golly,
Did you cry? Every time I start tearing up when I see that movie, Kevin.
Oh, man. It is raw, isn't it, Dave?
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, going in these houses were just... No, I can't describe it. But with ruthlessness and no care for anybody whatsoever, just steal it. Steal their homes. Steal everything they own. And then you're talking about Walmarts. I don't think I've ever entered a Walmart 10 times in my life. I could see it way back when. And about the collecting data, I don't know how many years ago it was news came out that Target made more money off collecting your data when you shop there than they make on all their sales.
Wow.
Isn't that true, Dave? Yeah.
I would think so because they're selling it.
Yeah. Yeah, they're selling it. Yeah, they really do. They sell it. I just wanted to add those couple things today. So thank you very much, Dave, for all you do. Everybody, support the Power Hour.
Yeah, we know you do, sir. God bless you too, Kevin. I know you do. Every month you support us. We appreciate you. And see, I give credit to where credit is due, folks, because that is the way of the world. This is a business. We have to run it like that. Bill in Illinois, you're on. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've got a friend with one of those artificial intelligence boxes. Apparently somebody gave it to her. And I was over there and I asked her to ask it, who programmed it? And the box said Amazon.
No.
So Amazon programmed her box. And I also asked it, it's got a name, you know, if it believed in God. And it gave some response like there's many versions of this and that and this. And it was a runaround answer, but it wouldn't say yes or no, you know. But, yeah, Amazon is collecting stuff, too. And then when it gets downloaded, it takes a long time, she said. I said, and even her sister said, it's because it's recording everything you're doing. So I got to watch, too. I don't want to be calling and saying anything because she's probably listening to me, too, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, the thing is that some of us have to speak up. Even if we're doing it in jest or making fun of something, we still have to speak up.
Okay,
you're
well,
right.
Thank you, David.
You're right,
you
Bill.
Take care.
I appreciate it. You too. I just, you know, this is the thing. You cannot be afraid to call and speak your mind. That's why we have the toll-free number, 844-769-2944, which, by the way, costs us money. It's a toll-free number. You get to make the call for free. Now, many of you are on a time-type thing where you're regulated and paying metered time usage on your phone. I get it. And so your time is limited. Well, along with a $25 million rate increase, there is a utility out there that's going to enforce the controversial time of use billing program. Now, just imagine. KCUR, they're in Kansas City, by the way. They're reporting that Evergy Missouri's customers are going to default to rates that spike up dramatically in late afternoon starting in October. While the company says most of its customers are going to save money, others are going to pay more. So all customers are going to have to watch when they use more power. This is variable rate of time of use pricing, which will soon be inescapable for Evergy customers in Missouri. One billing plan features a top rate will be roughly four times as expensive as the base rate, forcing customers to pay close attention to the way they use and buy electricity. So you know how holiday stuff is expensive when you most want to buy it, but cheaper after the holidays? The same dynamics are going to apply when you pay for electricity on the Missouri side of the Kansas City area. Just thought you ought to know. Called time of use pricing. Yep. And you want to talk about monopolistic. Kentucky has become the first state to mandate the inclusion of Tesla's charging plug, known as the North American Charging Standard, NACS, in electric vehicle charging stations that get state funding. The mandate is a significant victory for Elon Musk. But in the state of Kentucky, you have to have that charging plug. Wow. Social media climate misinformation policies are targeting a wide range of people on both the right and the left who are disputing official narratives about climate solutions preferred by the government and its powerful ESG corporate backers. In May, LinkedIn suspended the account of Republican presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy after he posted several climate-related campaign messages. Ramaswamy asserted in one message that fossil fuels are a requirement for human prosperity. In another, he wrote that if inhabitants of the climate region really cared about the climate, they'd be worried about, say, shifting oil production to places like U.S. and China. According to Ramaswamy, big tech election interference has begun. This is what we call the global censorship machine, folks. They want to silence the climate solutions debate. Under gardening, farming, and homesteading, we have an encyclopedia of chicken breeds for those of you who have access to them. That sounds like fun. I think I'm going to download that encyclopedia. I think that's pretty cool. I like raising hens. My hens are, two of them are very, very friendly, and I can pet them, and I can pick them up, and I can hold them. Not that they like it forever, but I can pet them. And the other two are kind of standoffish. But I always have to address them as ladies or girls when I get there, and they're always sitting there waiting for their flock party in the morning. And when I show up with cucumber scraps or any kind of scraps out of my greenhouse, they're all going crazy. The brown ones especially that lay the brown eggs, they love that. So anyway, chickens are fun. Hens are fun. You can make money doing it if you're interested, and you don't have to be large scale. You don't have to have one of those giant long chicken houses out there, even though I know a lot of them do. You don't have to make money with it. I know people that in Seguin, Texas, that make money raising New Hampshires, which is a breed of brown egg layer that are fairly nice to have in your flock. So, you know, you need to do some research and look up the people and get yourself. It's not expensive to build a chicken house and or a coop. It's not expensive. And you're going to not ever have to pay for eggs. I haven't had to pay for eggs for months at the store now. And they like garden scraps. They eat just about anything. Chickens are scavengers. You got to love it. You know, they like eating your food scraps. I go out and give them bread, you know, the butts of the bread after, you know, we're down to the end of the loaf. I give them that and they go crazy over the stuff. They love it. And of course, I have several lemon trees in pots. And we have an article on how to grow and care for a potted lemon tree. Because they're typically grown in tropical or subtropical regions. But if you live in a colder area and you want to enjoy homegrown lemons, you can learn how to grow lemon trees in pots. And my lemon trees right now are about 3 feet tall. And I got them outside right now and I water them every other day. They get a good watering. I've got them in raised bed garden soil, as a matter of fact, and they're doing quite well and they've never turned brown. I have no yellowing leaves. They're all doing well. In the health category, we have some stuff from the Power Mall that you might be interested in because research has found a new potential early warning sign of Alzheimer's that should be on your radar. Dementia, by the way, is the seventh leading cause of death and one of the major causes of disability globally among older people with Alzheimer's, making up 60 to 70% of the dementia cases. So they found a link between the gut microbiome and preclinical Alzheimer's patients. So what we've got that you might want to investigate is Living Streams Multi-Blend Liquid Probiotic, Latero Flora Probiotic Capsules, OptiVita Basic Essentials, which include probiotics, and OptiVita Complete Essentials, which include probiotics. Now, there's Artemisinin. I got to get that right. Just reading these things too fast. This is a chemical from sweet wormwood. It treats not just malaria, but also cancer. Wildcrafted wormwood is in Paratrex, which we sell at the Power Mall. They have an excellent safety and tolerability profile, as well as being affordable for deployment in low and middle class income countries at around $1 per daily dose. Artemisinin is what it's called, right? Paratrex. Remember that name. Order it. Power Mall's open right now. Do you know that a study has included that drinking water from nearly half of U.S. faucets likely contains forever chemicals that may cause cancer? This is one of the reasons why we have the James McCanney Whole House water filters. Use the promo code POWER at checkout to save 10%. I have them in my place. I have triple filtration in my water system. We've got the AquaPail 1100 gallon. We've got Aquanetics H2O Hydro Water Purification System and the DuraFlow Water Filter Replacement at the Power Mall. Well, actually, they're Power Hour partner products that you can get. Make sure you call us and tell us you ordered them so we get credit for it. The hidden side of gender-affirming care is driving transgender mental health problems and suicide. I told you this before. But according to this recent Danish study, the authors of Transgender Suicide wrote, transgender individuals may be exposed to systemic negativity regarding their trans identity in the form of bullying, discrimination, exclusion, and prejudice, which in turn may result in alienation, internalized stigma, mental health problems, and ultimately suicidal behavior. And all of these companies are targeting LGBT people. I'm talking about Target, Kohl's, and North Face. Darlene, I'm sorry I didn't have time to take your call. We are out of time today. By the way, pro-Trump lawyer Lynn Wood has announced he's retired rather than being disbarred. Of course, the stuff that we didn't get to, you can see on our email blast. We will be back with our TGIF segment tomorrow. In the meantime, God bless you and God bless what's left of the United States of America. See you tomorrow.
Organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sarah enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.